Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt explaining that's your report on patient Rana Mollard. Date of birth 3/19/1939. Date of procedure June 18, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Referring physicians, Dr. Nina Patel. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, tattoo placement. Indication is change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation. Description of procedure, informed consent of pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, tissue, malignancy, oral experience of the patient. Patient is resident in FCC, placed in the flat position today, anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or the cecal valve, confluence of folds. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the cecal and hepatic flexor, the cecal and spinal flexor, the cecal and cecal and the rectum, retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was greater than 9, 3-3-3, excellent prep period. Patient did have a tortuous colon period. It is important to note that the terminal M was intubated in a value period. The patient side of the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Terminal M, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is greater than 9, 3-3-3, excellent prep. Next line, there was a flat, irregularly shaped, approximately 2.5 centimeter polyp in the ascending colon that was biopsied for further evaluation, and 2 cc's of ink were placed just distal and opposite wall of the polyp for easy identification. Next line, there were 2 diminutive fecal sessile polyps removed, cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line, biopsies are obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis coli that was moderate. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids of on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, tortuous colon. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, pending biopsies of the ascending colon. Flat polyp will refer for EMR at OH care for ascending colon, flat polyp. Next line, recommend high fiber diet and good water intake with fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, consider ARM testing for further evaluation. Thank you.